Hi all, my name is Dr. Atul Pawar, 13 plus years of experience into healthcare and management operations for hospitals and healthcare verticals. Today, we will be considering an important aspect of healthcare planning and healthcare designing. There are certain indices in hospital which incubate the factor of hospital planning and are important in administrative aspects of considering the importance of the hospitals and futuristic planning. Let's go ahead with what exactly is meaning of the hospital utilization. Hospital utilization refers to how a community utilizes its hospital resources, encompassing inpatient, ambulatory, domiciliary care, preventive medicines, and education. Scope of the concept is modern hospitals basically provide both outpatient as well as inpatient care to the patient in the hospital. A comprehensive study of hospital service considers all aspects to understand the hospital's role in the community. Indices and definitions. What exactly the indices means? Existing indices mainly apply to inpatient and particularly to the outpatient care. This section narrows to focus inpatient care with definitions like hospital beds, admission, discharges, death, and bed days. Let's go further and understand what exactly this indices and how exactly these indices are being planned out. Definition of the hospital utilization. There are hospital beds. Regularly maintain and staff beds for inpatient. There are some beds, the hospital actually undertakes a license for a particular bed size. But the operational beds are definitely different than the actual bed size. So regularly monitoring and maintained and staffed bed are considered as the hospital beds. Cots for newly borns are not included into the hospital beds. But incubators, bassinets for premature babies are included into it. Admissions. Definition is number per year of patient accepted for inpatient care expected to stay in for one or more nights. Clarification includes, this excludes healthy newborns but includes babies needing special care. What happens is, when we say hospital utilization, the number of beds is only for the people who require care or cure to be maintained. So the number of patients which are there in the hospitals which stay more than one night or one or more than night more nights are being considered as a patient inside the hospital. Newly borns are not the patient, but they are newly born, so they are not considered as the patient. That's why they are excluded as a bed. But babies requiring a special care are considered under the bed patient. There are discharges and death. Definition is basically annual count includes the patient living, transferring, or the death. Type of death, the gross death rate and the net death rate. Death within 48 hours or more of the admissions. So to calculate the death inside the hospital and the death taking outside the hospital is not considered. The death, the broad dead patients are not been considered under the death rate calculations of the hospital. The death which happens inside the hospitals, that too within 48 hours of admission, are been considered in the calculation of net death rate. Beds day or patients day in the hospital utilization. Beds day or patients day. Broadly speaking, any patient admitting themselves inside the hospital, inside the given unit for one day and continuing it for more than one day, 24 hours admission, is considered as a bed day. Clarification, basically many count admissions and discharge day as one or count as a full day kind of admission. When admission is there before midday and discharge is after midday. So what happens is the 24 hours calculation is calculated not on exact time, like person getting admitted at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, getting discharged by 12 o'clock in the afternoon next day is considered as the full day. Patient getting admitted a day prior, let's say around 4 or 5, and getting discharged by 1 or 2 in the afternoon is also considered as the one single day. Bed components. So, in a hospital, bed counts is not considered on basis of how the hotel or basically resorts do count. It is count on basis of the admissions happening on the particular day before midnight. So the components of the bed of the hospital calculation, which is calculated, let's say we have a bed component designated as B and admission designated as A. Now replace this A with D, that is D, capital D for discharge and small d for deaths. Okay, the all designated A are being replaced by the sum of discharge plus deaths. Okay, along with that, hospitalization patient days, these are designated as H. Let's keep this all terminations or the short forms A, B, H, D into the mind. Let's calculate the average occupied bed. Average occupied bed are calculated as hospitalized patient days, any patient admitted into the hospital, divided by 365 days. So average occupancy of the hospital is been occupied with this formula. Average length of stay. Average length of stay is basically nothing but the number of days on an average a patient is getting admitted inside the hospital. Ideal calculation of this is basically number of cumulative total bed days of discharged patients in 1 year divided by the number of discharged or dead patients. Influencing factor for this is basically patient characteristic, age related, with young patient bed getting often requiring less amount of time. So what exactly are influencing factor for reducing the average length of stay? If there are more number of young patients getting admitted inside the hospital, so their age related disease complications or disease conditions would require them to stay in the hospital for lesser duration of time. Acute illnesses basically leads to shorter stay rather than being a chronic conditions. Hospital categorization. Medical college hospitals may have longer stay compared to nursing home. The basic understanding of this is because there is a research which has been going in hospitals and understanding of the patients or comprehensive approach to the patient is more in medical college rather than in nursing homes. Nursing homes basically operate on a shorter durations and have a longer stay just for an observation period. Calculation method. Three common formulas are designated. When we talk about L, it has hospital average stay, and A, which is hospital beds. L is equal to H, that is hospital average length stay plus average stays into divided by deaths and discharge, and more nuisance factor involving the distribution of patients by the number of days present spent in it. Bed occupancy rate. Bed occupancy rate expresses the average percentage of occupancy of hospital beds. There is a bed which is the hospital has a total number of beds, but operational beds are less. Number of bed occupancy in a hospital determines the bed occupancy rate. Calculation. Basically, the calculation of this bed occupancy rate is done on daily average of beds occupied divided by the bed component, that is multiplied by 100. Bed component is nothing but the total amount of beds present inside the hospital. Daily average number of beds occupied divided by total number of beds inside the hospital multiplied by 100 gives us the daily average bed occupancy rate. what is considered as the bed occupancy rate, what is considered in the bed occupancy rate. Some actually suggest of using actual bed used as a denominator, but using bed component is advisable to identify the discrepancy. Actual beds and operational beds are different. Some hospitals claim to be having 100 beds, but in actual capacity there would be only 80 to 70 beds which would be considered as an operational beds. These operational beds are been determined by a factor which is how many staff or the presence of staff to cater a particular number of patients. The ideal ratio of nursing to a patient is 3:1 in a ICU, whereas in wards it is considered as 5:1. Considering this ratio, if the occupancy or if the bed size is 100, we would require that much amount of nursing staff present inside the hospital. If the number of nursing staff is less, considering the ratio of 5:1, the amount of operational bed is been calculated. High and persistent occupancy rate may indicate bed shortage. So what happens is, if there are more number of bed occupancy than the required allocated beds or probably operational beds, then there is a bed shortage. Bed shortage as in there is resource shortage, where people, nursing staff or paramedical staff won't be able to access the patients to the full capacity. Turnover interval. What is exactly the turnover interval is expressed as average period a bed remains empty between discharge of one patient to the admission of the next. This could be explained in a better way as there are number of beds present in the hospital. Let's assume a ward has 10 beds. Bed number 1 has a patient who is getting discharged after 4 days. After 4th day of discharge of bed number 1, again the bed number 1 has been occupied by a different patient. After the interval of how many days is the turnover interval period? The calculation is basically obtaining by subtracting the actual hospitalization days from the potential day in a year and divided by the number of discharges. So it is optimum use of hospital in particular day. So probably a 100-bedded hospital might have 60 to 70% occupancy at its peak. So considering that 60 patients occupancy as the optimum level divided by the number of discharges, average discharges done in a year along with death, considering the death included into it. This death are the factors which we consider only 48 hours after the admission of the patient. So only that death would be considered into this calculations, and based on this calculation we would be able to attain the turnover interval time. What is the significance of this turnover interval time? Significance is there is zero turnover interval when the bed occupancy rate is 100%. Negative when rate is over 100. What happens is if we have a zero period or zero turnover interval time from a one patient getting discharged and other patient getting admitted, then there is a need for additional bed inside the hospital. Should be calculated separately for various hospitals and various wards. So probably for some of the hospitals, the turnaround interval time in wards would be zero, whereas in ICU it would be 5 to 6 days. So the range of turnover interval time for different wards, different departments, different sections or different entities would be different. There would be a turnaround time for maternity as 5 to 6 days, whereas for casualty or emergency medicines it would be 1 to 2 days. So it may differ in hospital itself for different sections. So to calculate it, it has to be separately calculated for different type of wards and different types of hospitals. Now, what are the implications of it? Implications is average length of stay, operational beds, and total beds are the crucial indices in hospital management and providing insights to patient stay, bed occupancy, and turnover intervals. Average length of stay reflects the patient care duration, influences by multiple factors. Every hospital basically determines its quality aspects on average length of stay for a particular disease condition. Let's take an example. Average length of stay for a medicinal case of malaria would result into 5 to 7 days. If it increases by more than 5 to 7 days, then the incubating factor resolving into increased number of stay, which might be due to having fever, incubating fever after 6th or 7th day, may result into hospital acquired infection. So this proves an additional insight or an information for a hospital administrator or for hospital management to understand what exactly is the cause to increase the length of stay. Increased length of stay of any individual or any patient inside the hospital determines the quality aspect of the hospital. Secondly, the preservance of care to the patient. If the care is not proper, every disease condition have a specific incubation period of time. If the patient's average length of stay extend beyond that incubation period of time, then the optimum care given to the patient is not optimum. Helps in administrators also access the bed usage efficiency, plan for shortage and excess stay. T identifies the intervals between patient admission, signaling the potential bed shortage as well as operational issue. What happens is, most of the time, hospitals have their patients' admissions being calculated based on average length of stay of a patient. And thus, they start getting the operational beds calculated in the similar manner. If at all at the peak time, the actual bed size and operational beds are reduced to 30%, then hospital admission, it signals to the potential management that they need to increase their bed size from operational bed size from 80 to 90% and increase the actual bed size from 100 to 150 beds, as there is a need for increasing the beds across hospital or across the department. This basically formula helps into understand where exactly is the requirement, which departments requires the additional beds, which departments would cater more number of patients, which departments would be able to cater more significant revenue growth into the organization. So this won't be for entire hospital. It is discriminated among different subjects or different specialties across the hospital. A comprehensive understanding of these indices inside the hospital helps hospital administrator in optimizing the resources, enhancing the patient care, also making an informed decision about facility management. Indices related to population at risk. Objective of population indices, understanding the extent of hospital service utilization in relation to population at risk. The condition for calculation of this is very clearly defined in the geographical area by regular census and detailed statistical surveys, which would be conditional if not fulfilled. Okay. Population at risk, defined as a number of people the population comprises of. Okay. So for the admission rate, or probably the rate at which the express of the hospital per 1,000 population is calculated. It is the rate at which each hospital, so we take a sample size of 1,000 patients or 1,000 per people inside a demography. Based on that, we calculate the admission rate. Out of 1,000 people, how many are able to get admission inside the hospital? Based on this calculation, we predetermine the conditions for which they are getting admitted at. whether it is a medicinal, whether it is a surgical, whether it is a gynecological, or whether it is determining for the orthopedic. This admission, this gross admission rates for all hospitals, and specific admission rates for various hospitals and types of services. So there would be different, there would be two indices at which any administrative division of an hospital would work on: gross admission and types and service of the admissions. So it would be dependent on the department, or it would be overall hospital admission rate at which the admission rate has been calculated.